And now this is a dictation for Marlene Little, L-I-T-T-L-E, July 14, 48, address as a letter to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 531914. Dear Dr. Murray, follow-up for Mrs. Little, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, small kidneys, last visit in January. Diabetes appears to be well controlled. Complaints of low energy, chronic isolated diarrhea without any bleeding, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Denies changes in urination. Denies chest pain palpitation syncope. Denies pyroleum arterial hemoptysis. Has chronic neck pain. They did some ablation procedure. First, on the right, first on the left, then on the right. No anti-inflammatory agents. Mobility, including shoulders, are improved. She also has tremor on the right-sided. On intention, question etiology. This is not at rest, but it's still Parkinson in the differential diagnosis. She happens to be a left-sided handed person, history of bariatric surgery and colon cancer. She recovered all the weight loss from bariatric surgery back to present level. Next paragraph, medication list review. The only blood pressure medicine is clonidine that she was originally using for episodes of facial sweating, sometimes with flushing, no other associated symptoms. Blood pressure today, 130/82, weight 233, previously 222. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. July, creatinine 1.02, baseline for a GFR of 57, stage 3, normal electrolytes, elevated bicarbonate, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.6. Previously documented low ferritin, likely from bariatric surgery. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable, no progression, no symptoms. Bariatric surgery, colon cancer, no evidence of recurrence or active bleeding. Historically, iron levels in the low side, denies external bleeding, chemistry is stable. Blood pressure needs to be monitored. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, come back in 6 months.